Hey guys, what's going on? This is Ponyboy, and you're listening to episode number 57 of Twat Radio. Today, it's going to be a little bit different. Since it's my first episode, and I'm a huge noob, we're not going to be doing a lot of tech talk. You know, I know that that's probably what you're expecting, and what we're going to be talking about today is something that's a little more close to my heart. And, well, I am in school right now. I mean, not right now, but I go to school currently at this point in my life, and I'm going to school to become a chef. So, I thought, you know, wouldn't it be cool, because I know hackers love to eat, and I know that there's a lot of things that hackers can do to, aid them, so to speak, in their hacking adventures that go along with proper nutrients, proper herbs and chemicals in their foods. So I thought today that I would teach everybody how to make a favorite recipe of mine called, well, let's see, I don't really have a name for it, so give me the episode and I'll tell you what it's called. It's a salsa dish. And, let me go ahead and, tell you guys a little bit about what you're gonna need for it. Some ingredients you might find kinda hard to get, but if you look hard enough, you can, you know, I mean, you can buy them online if you need to. You're gonna need some picante sauce or salsa or whatever you wanna call it. Maybe 2 cups of that. You're gonna need a packet of ranch dressing mix. You're going to need some cumin. You're going to need some dark chili powder. You're going to need some cilantro and some onion. You're going to need some guarana, some pure, actual guarana, like dried guarana berries, preferably ground up, and you can get those online if you need to. And omega-3, which is a vitamin supplement that you can probably find at health food stores, nutrition stores, and something called DHA, which is a fat that makes up parts of your brain. And what you're gonna do is you're going to start out, get yourself a nice sharp knife. I know how much you want to play with a nice sharp knife. And just take about maybe 1.5 ounces of onion and about 3.5 ounces of cilantro. So, you know, if you might have a scale, you might not. Just kind of eyeball it. And chop them up as finely as you can get them. You know, you want to, you know, make it almost like powdery. And you know, after that, what you're gonna do is take it, throw it in a big bowl with the picante sauce, and a teaspoon of cumin, a teaspoon of chili powder, a tablespoon of the ranch dressing mix, and then you want to be careful with the guarana that I mentioned. I recommend maybe 1 to 2 teaspoons, depending on, you know, it, guarana is a natural source of caffeine. It will wake you up very good. And, so just, you know, it also has a kind of a bitter taste to it, but the salsa covers that up pretty well. So use your own discretion on that. Taste the guarana before you put it in, so you know. And then, you know, I'm not gonna say how much you, maybe you should have, hopefully in capsules, the DHA and the omega-3s came. Just maybe toss in about 50 milligrams of each one. And just mix it all together. And, you know, get it nice and blended well. And, eat it. You know, get some chips and eat it. And that, you know, that's my recipe that I use all the time for, helps me stay up. The guarana helps you with, you know, to stay awake for long sessions of late night hacking and freaking. And, the salsa tastes good. And I started adding in the omega-3 and DHA after suggestion from a friend of mine. And why you would want the DHA and the omega-3s is that, DHA is a fat that makes up, or helps to make up your brain. And so, you know, the more DHA you're putting there, it doesn't really make your brain larger, but it makes it kind of stronger. The electrical signals travel better, and it just makes you all around, you know, better reaction time. Your nervous system just works better, and that's good, you know. So, I guess that's really it. A suggestion, you know, you might want to throw in some hot sauce or whatever if it's not hot enough for you. I don't know. And added suggestion that I always give to people that's pretty good. If you want something a little bit different, get about a half a cup of cream cheese and heat it up a little bit. Just, you know, maybe pop it in the microwave for 15-20 seconds just to get it good and warm, and toss it in there with the salsa and mix it around good, and it makes it a lot different. It's just gives it a totally different taste, and you can use that as a dipping sauce for just about anything, and it's good, you know. So give that a try. And that has been the recipe for Pony Boy's super guarana ranch salsa of doom. And this has been Twat Radio.